And I win.
You win a car?
No, a year's supply of car wax.
Good as wax, you don't even own a car.
Well, when I win one, it sure will be shiny. Oh, would you get that, Miss Jefferson? I'm so excited, I can hardly catch my breath.
I wish you'd stay that way.
Oh, hi, Helen.
Louise, I have some great news.
Tom turned black?
You're gonna sit on the dais.
I'm gonna sit on the what?
I mean at the banquet we're going to next week. Louise is up for Volunteer of the Year Award.
Me?
That's right, it's between you and Agnes Simmons.
Hey, Weezy, that's great.
Yeah, Miss Jefferson, you deserve it.
Oh, not as much as Agnes Simmons.
What do you mean? Nobody's done as much work down at the Help Center as you have.
But I've never won anything in my whole life.
Oh, come on, Weezy, you won me?
Yeah, the booby prize.
Who decides who gets the award?
Councilman Perry. The Help Center is in his district.
Councilman Perry? Ain't he up for re-election?
Yeah, I think so.
Uh-huh. Don't worry about it, Weezy. You're gonna win.
Oh, how can you be so sure?
Look, George Jefferson never picked a loser in his life. I only hire him.
Oh, if I win that award, it'll be the biggest thrill of my life.
It will? Look, Weezy, why don't you take Helen into the bedroom and show her the new dress you got for the banquet?
Okay, come on, Helen. All right, buddy.
Well?
I already seen Miss Jefferson's new dress.
Why don't you go in the kitchen and take a look at the mop? I'm sure you ain't seen that in a long time. Hello, Joe? This is George Jefferson. Yeah, look, you know all those big shots down at City Hall, right? Okay. Who's the campaign manager for Councilman Perry? Yeah. Yeah. Elliot Kane. Okay, thanks.
Mr. Jefferson?
Yeah.
I'm Elliot Kane.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for coming over.
No problem. Campaign manager will go anywhere for a constituent.
Oh, I ain't a constituent. I'm a Democrat.
Yes, well, you said on the phone that you were interested in making a political contribution.
Oh, that's right. I hear Councilman Perry is up for re-election.
Oh, and you would like to offer your support.
Well, I want to offer a little more than that.
Well, support is merely a figure of speech.
That's what I'm talking about. A figure. You know, the green kind.
Ooh, my favorite color.
Mine, too, after black.
Yeah. Yeah, black is beautiful, but green is necessary.
I heard that. Hey, why don't you have a seat?
Oh, thank you very much.
No. Right over here, in front of my wife's picture.
Oh. So, this lovely lady's your wife?
Yep. I fixed it so that she and May could be at the movies tonight.
You fixed it?
Yeah, well, see, Weezy's not really into this political stuff, you know. I mean, her real interest is helping other people. That's why she volunteers at the Help Center.
The Help Center?
Sure. Councilman Perry's supposed to be presenting their Volunteer of the Year award next week.
Oh, yeah.
And this lovely lady here is up for it.
Mr. Jefferson, I'm beginning to see your point. Of course, in politics, one hand washes the other.
Well, I'm ready to supply the soap.
Winning an election requires a great deal of lather.
Well, how big a bar do you need?
Big. Like soap on a rope?
I was thinking more like small, you know, like those little bars they have in motel rooms.
Mr. Jefferson, don't forget there are very expensive television commercials, big newspaper ads,
yeah,
large
mailings.
Those
little pamphlets. And those small little bumper stickers? I mean, who pays for those?
I forget. And so does Councilman Perry.
How much would it take to jar his memory?
He'd certainly remember $1,000 contribution.
$1,000?
Mm-hmm.
What would you think of $250?
Not much.
$300?
$750?
$500?
Sold. I mean, fine.
All right. Now, who do I make the check out to?
Well, just make it out to cash.
Cash? Hmm? Is that legal?
Sure. Councilman Perry already has a full quota of contributions for this year. So we'll put your contribution into next year's war chest.
Okay, well, you just make sure that Councilman Perry knows that this check for cash came from Louise Jefferson's husband.
Mm-hmm. You'll remember, all right.
Good. Come back later.
Hey, I've been selling magazines. I live here, remember?
I'd like to forget. Where's Weezy?
Miss Willis invited her upstairs for a minute. Hello, who are you?
I'm Elliot Kane. How do you do?
Sorry you have to leave so soon. Kane, drop in again sometime.
Hey, I'll drop back anytime for $500.
Forget that. I mean, don't forget it.
Hey, Mr. Jefferson, I won't forget. Don't worry, your wife is covered.
What's he talking about?
Huh? Oh, he sells insurance. I just bought Weezy $500 worth.
You looking for something?
No, dummy. I'm seeing if I can fit under the sofa.
Oh, you can fit. Just don't take your mouth with you.
Just help me find my cufflinks.
Did you look under the bar?
Yep, it ain't there.
Did you look under the dining room table?
It ain't here either.
Oh, then it must be on the desk where I left it this morning. Hi, Alan.
That's so funny.
It's the first time I've seen a zebra dressed up like a penguin.
Don't listen to him, Alan. You look fine.
Thanks, Florence. And so do you. That dress is a knockout.
It ought to be. I knocked myself out 6 months saving up for it.
Uh-oh, look out. Here comes the Volunteer of the Year.
Mrs. Jefferson, I know you're gonna win.
Hey, how you know?
Because I work with her at the Help Center. She deserves it.
Of course she deserves it. That's why she's gonna win.
He's right, Miss Jefferson. I ain't never seen nobody work hard as you.
And Florence, you know, she spends all her time watching other people work.
Oh, no. Let me get it. This is a special night.
Hi, Florence.
Hi, Miss Willis. How do you like my new dress?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Here, let me get a picture of you.
Tom, save the film for the banquet.
Well, Helen, I'm trying to get the hang of this new camera by just shooting any old thing.
Well, thanks a lot.
Oh, Florence, I didn't mean that. What I meant was I...
Oh, hi, honey. My, you look nice.
Me? Look at you.
Hi, son.
Hi, Dad. Man, that's an expensive camera.
Oh, it didn't cost me a thing. It was a gift from a literary agent. One of the fringe benefits of the job. Okay, Florence, I think all the settings are right.
Oh, Louise, we're so proud of you.
Helen, you walk right in front of the camera.
Yeah, Miss Willis, watch out.
Oh, Tom, why don't you get everybody in the picture?
Oh, that's a good idea. Come on, everybody. Oh, Alan, over
right,
here. Louise and Helen, stand over here. The light's better.
Yeah. Louise, come on.
Hey, wait a minute. I saved 6 months for my dress.
How's this?
No. Alan, move a little more to your left.
Louise, do you have your acceptance speech ready?
Well, just in case.
Oh, let's hear it.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not sure I'm worthy of this award, but I am sure of one thing. You're not getting it back.
Louise, I'll take a picture of you when you accept your award.
Oh, I wish I could be sure as all of you.
Louise, don't worry about it. Ain't no way you can lose.
But how can you be so certain?
Because I got confidence in you. You're the best.
Oh, George.
Oh, almost forgot. I got a little surprise for you. Wait right here.
Everybody ready? George, wait a minute.
You know I'm beginning to believe it myself. Maybe I will win.
Oh, Miss Jefferson, don't worry.
All right, everybody.
Florence,
oh,
would
no,
you...
I ain't missing out on a picture.
Bentley, you're just in time for the picture.
Oh, yeah, stand by,
you look terrific. Great. Okay, everybody look at me. Oh, now, smile. Pretend you're all watching Louise accept the award from Councilman Perry.
Oh, is that who's presenting the award?
Yes. Do you know him?
No, but I bumped into his campaign manager here in the elevator last week. Chap named Elliot Kane.
Elliot Kane? I thought he was an insurance salesman.
Insurance salesman?
All I know is when I came home, Elliot Kane was leaving here with $500.
George gave Councilman Perry's campaign manager $500?
Yeah, he bought some insurance from me.
He did he? Why, that dirty little no-good scheming...
Oh, no, actually, Mr. Kane seemed quite pleasant.
I'm talking about George. He bought insurance all right. For $500, he got a policy that made sure I'd win that award.
Hey, look at these flowers I got for my award-winning wife.
George, you spoil everything.
What the hell's the matter with her? Did the flowers smell bad?
It ain't the flowers that smell around here.
Louise knows about the bribe you gave to Councilman Perry.
She does. How'd she find out?
So you admit it.
Poor Louise.
Poor Louise? She's gonna win.
Yeah, but how much did you have to pay for it?
What do you care? The money didn't come out of your pocket.
How could this happen?
Yeah, how could Mr. Jefferson do such a thing?
I mean my camera. The shutter's stuck.
I'm not going, Helen. Now, would you please unzip me?
Weezy, what are you doing? We're going to be late for the banquet.
I'm not going to the banquet.
You gotta go. You're the winner.
Some winner.
Some husband.
Take your hands off my wife's zipper. Look, Weezy, you got this all wrong. There's no reason why you shouldn't go to that banquet.
I'll give you 500 reasons, and they are all in Councilman Perry's pocket.
Lots of people gave money to Perry's campaign.
Lots of people don't have wives who are up for awards.
What do you expect her to do? Go down there and accept the award when she knows that you bought it?
I know what I expect you to do. I expect you to get the hell out of my bedroom.
Wait! This is my bedroom, too. I want her to stay. Helen, would you please unzip my dress? George, would you cut it out?
Look, Weezy, I'm taking you to the banquet.
You're not taking me anywhere.
Could y'all argue about going to the banquet after we get back? I got all dressed up for tonight.
See that, Weezy? You spoiled the whole evening for our wonderful maid.
I spoiled it. You're the one who paid the bribe.
I fixed my camera, Louise. Could I take a picture of you in that beautiful dress?
Tom, Louise is getting undressed.
Oh, excuse me.
Hold it. Don't move, Willis. This is my bedroom, too, and I want you to stay.
Well, I don't want to stay. I didn't buy this dress to wear in no bedroom.
Then go wear it in the living room.
Well, if you're not going to let me undress in here, I'll go in the bathroom.
Oh, Louise, you can't do that.
Why not?
Because Bentley has to use the bathroom, don't you, Bentley?
Well,
let's see, I told you.
George, why did you bribe that man?
Look, I didn't bribe nobody. I just made a contribution.
And what's the difference between a bribe and a contribution?
Right, that's what I say. What's the difference? I mean, look at Willis here. Now, he got this camera as a bribe from an agent.
It was not a bribe. It was a gift.
Uh-huh. Just like the gift I gave to Perry, right, Willis?
Well,
all you men are just alike.
Well, for your information, Helen, the literary agent who gave me this camera is a woman.
Ha!
Oh, really?
A very old woman.
May I come out now?
No! Look, I'm telling you, you gotta go to the banquet. That award's a big honor.
Too big for me to win it on my own, right?
What?
George, you said you had confidence in me.
Well, yeah, but
you said you had faith in my ability.
Sure, I had faith. I just wanted to help it out with a little charity.
Well, George, you're impossible.
Okay, hold it. Okay, is there anybody in this room that doesn't think that Louise deserves that award more than Agnes Simmons? See, all I did was make a little contribution to a cause that we all believe in.
Forget it, George. I'm not going.
Okay, if you won't go get the award, I will.
Well, go ahead. You might as well get your money's worth.
Excuse me, Councilman Perry?
Yes?
Sorry I'm late.
Oh, me too. Mr.
Jefferson, George Jefferson. Louise Jefferson's husband.
Oh, of course. Mr. Jefferson, I think your wife is doing a wonderful job at the Help Center.
Thank you. Well, you know, Louise is a lot like me. She likes to contribute to a good cause.
Oh. Yes, well, where is Mrs. Jefferson?
She couldn't make it tonight. She's not feeling too good.
Well, I hope it's nothing serious.
No. She just had a little trouble swallowing something. But I'm sure she'll feel much better after the award ceremonies, right?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Not a doctor? That's a good one, Counselor.
Excuse me, Councilman. I'll see if they can get the ceremony started now.
Yes, Bill. Oh, Bill. Meet George Jefferson. George, this is Bill Davis, my campaign manager.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Jefferson.
Man, Councilman, you must be running a big campaign using two campaign managers.
Pardon?
Well, I mean, Mr. Davis and Elliot Kane.
Elliot Kane? Oh, he's not with me anymore.
Say what?
I let him go a month ago. He was a crook.
What do you mean?
Kane was pocketing the money that he collected for my campaign. He would tell people to make their checks out to cash. Would you believe that some people were foolish enough to do it?
Weezy, what are you doing here?
You'll find out.
And now to present the Volunteer of the Year Award, Councilman Edward Perry.
Weezy, I want to talk to you about the award.
I don't want to hear it.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here to present an award to one of two deserving women, Agnes Simmons and Louise Jefferson, who, because of illness...
My wife just got better.
Oh, Mrs. Jefferson is here.
Yes! Yes!
Yeah. After carefully considering the qualifications of both candidates for this award...
Will you listen to me?
The hard work, the long hours of volunteer service...
The $500...
And the endless dedication to duty, it's my pleasure to present the Volunteer of the Year Award to...
Look, Weezy, if you don't win, it ain't my fault.
Louise Jefferson! Hey!
Of course I won, George. Don't you think you're overdoing it?
No, I mean you really won.
George, I'm giving the award to Agnes Simmons.
What?
Congratulations, Louise.
Thank you, Councilman. But I really can't accept this award.
What my wife means is she can't accept this award because she's too choked up to talk. So I'll talk for her.
George,
that's all right, darling. First, I'd like to say a few things about that great statesman, Councilman Robert Perry.
That's Edward.
Oh, right. Councilman Edward Robert Perry. Now, I know a lot of you think that you can buy favors from politicians by contributing to their campaign fund, but that is not true with Honest Ed Perry.
George.
Look, let me talk, please. Now, I'd also like to congratulate Councilman Perry's new campaign manager, Honest Bill Davis, who I never met before tonight. Have I, Bill? Right. Honest Bill has been working for Honest Ed for the past month, which is when Councilman Perry fired his old campaign manager, some turkey named Elliot Kane. Am I right?
That's right.
Now, to receive the award, which Councilman Perry decided she should get because she deserves it and not because of nothing else, like a campaign contribution, which he never got, is my wife, Louise.
Look, Louise, you won the award fair and square.
That still doesn't excuse what you tried to do.
And one more thing. My fellow Americans, I believe in my country. And I believe that love is what made this great country the nation it is today. A man loving his wife and wanting to make her happy is what this great nation of ours is built on. It's the American way. Even when a man does something wrong, trying to make his wife happy, his wife should try to understand that he only did it because he loves her. And if she can't understand that, then the only thing left for the man to do is to say he's sorry. He's sorry that his wife does not understand. And that is what keeps America free.
Thank you, Mr.
And the wife.
Huh? No, I believe your wife would like to say something.
I'd like to tell you something about my husband. He tried to make this one of the happiest nights of my life. And it is. However, I do want to share this award with Agnes Simmons, who deserves it as much as I do. And finally, I'd like to thank my husband, who has shown me there's more than one way to say, I love you. The Jeffersons was videotaped in front of a studio audience